At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Wednesday. Miami Heat, they win it at home with a dominant third quarter, and they close as a 5-point favorite. They win and they cover. We'll have the updated series odds. Turning ahead to the West, that series opens up. Golden State's favored, but Luka, in 10 career playoff games on the road, has averaged 36 points per game. That's an NBA record. Oh, he's over-under tonight, 33.5. Maybe there's value there. PGA starts up tomorrow, and Tiger Woods, well, he's got about a 50-50 chance to make the cut, just a little bit better. We'll tell you the favorites and more about Tiger. Here comes a 4 Out of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I tell the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ live in Las Vegas, live on a Wednesday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Oh man, this series got interesting, and we're going to start there, no doubt, with Miami. I'm going to make a statement. It's going to be a strong one. It's a strong one. But I'm going by my gut on this one. AJ's been just burning the midnight oil. You can hear him shuffling the paper right now. It's a he is got data out the wazoo. Now, I have a feeling there might be a mistake in there that I saw and I didn't tell him about, and I wanted to spring it on
air. Oh, great.
No. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man that has a calculator now, AJ Hoffman.
All right, RJ, you said what the Vegas lead is going to be. The Miami Heat take over in the third quarter. They dominate the Celtics behind a strong performance from Jimmy Butler. 118-107, the final.
So we're going to bring in McKenzie here, who anyone that follows him on Twitter or saw his tattoo, they know he went to Yale and graduated. I've never seen the tattoo, but I've only heard about it. He is the type that has a lot of academic training, right? So tell us what E equals MC squared is, McKenzie.
Energy equals mass times constant, speed of light, of course, to the power of two.
You know, he actually sounds smart there.
Like, they did. Know, is it?
He did, didn't he? Okay, now I'm going to come up with something new, and I want Mackenzie's help. I'm going to come up with an NBA kind of relativity equation, and it will be the following. Is how good you are is going to be – now, we can figure out how we say this. It's going to be, well, what is your potential? What's your max ability, right? If you play your very best game, how good are you? Times how often you play your very best game. Right, so the theory is, okay, this team, when they decide to turn it on, they're as good as anyone, but they don't turn it on very much, right? So they maybe are 55-win team. And then this other team is a little less potential, but they're always playing hard. You know, all the Spurs back in the day, the Hawks a few years ago. And then in the regular season, they're going to have a higher number. Remember, LeBron got fourth seed with the Cavs, I think, that last year. They had a higher number when it came to potential. But they didn't when it came to consistent effort. But come playoff time, it's usually about your potential, your height, your best game.
Which is why the Nets were still one of the favorites coming into the playoffs despite being the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference.
Great example. Great example. Everyone said at their best, they're as good as anyone. And maybe we'd reevaluate that now, but I'm not sure it'd be much reevaluated. And then if you think about it, why would the Boston Celtics, the second best team in the East behind Miami, the best team, why in the heck would the Celtics without home court be favored entering the series? It's only because the assumption was Miami, with the Miami Heat culture, with a coach that really cares about effort all the time, et cetera, the thought was that They might have had a better record, but they're not the better team. That their potential isn't better or higher. And my point is that the third quarter last night, for an extended period, Miami played a dominant brand of basketball that wasn't about making lucky shots. You know, sometimes a team could get hot, win by 20 in a quarter, and you can say, yeah, but is that repeatable? What I'm going to propose is what we saw for Miami, their intensity, Butler with a chip on his shoulder, playing elite ball, with their depth, with their coaching, that this team at their height might be as good as any team in the NBA. And if not, how did yesterday happen? How did that dawn? And we can say, well, Smart wasn't there. Okay, adjust for him being there. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the Heat played as well as any team I've seen this year in the third quarter. Does anyone disagree?
No,
not at all.
Right. So do we have to reevaluate the Heat?
I think we do, because what the Heat have is what everybody wants. They want someone who's better in the playoffs, who's a go-to guy in the playoffs. And Jimmy Butler, if nothing else, is a fantastic postseason player, especially since he's been in Miami. And maybe we don't give him the love because his baseline, his regular season baseline, isn't elite. But when the playoffs start, when the lights are the brightest, Jimmy Butler has been fantastic, especially since he's come to Miami.
All right, so do we have some numbers on that?
Yeah, I do, actually. This shocked me when I saw it. So game score, it's a lot like PER, both made by John Hollinger. It's a way to say, let's take your whole box score into account, efficiency, points, everything.
Okay, so what's the range?
10 is average, 25 would be like MVP level.
Okay, so what do we got?
Butler had a 43, which was the 22nd best number of all time in the NBA playoffs. Michael Jordan had two games in his whole career better than Jimmy Butler from a game score perspective last night.
Okay, so this goes back. It's not just a number that we've had like the last 5 years or a new number. Because it's coming from the box score, they were able to calculate it retroactively. So they went back to Kareem, Bill Russell, whatever. And Michael Jordan had only, like, you could make the case that if we said, all right, let's put Butler and Jordan and say, let's talk about the great games between those two. And you would say, well, number one's Jordan, number two's Jordan, number three, Jimmy Butler. That's stunning.
Crazy, right?
Was just this most recent game.
Yes. 41 points, 12 for 19 shooting, amazing efficiency, 3 steals in the third quarter alone and a block. That's amazing.
Amazing, you say. Okay. We are straight out of Vegas. Mackenzie just doubled through everything because he likes the mic. But I think his point is very well taken. Is if I would have said, you know what, if I would have said, you know what I expect tonight? I think Jimmy Butler is going to have a game so good that MJ maybe will have two better than him in his career. And remember, one of those games, do you know the two MJ games?
Yes, it was the 63-point game, and then it was the game versus the Heat in 92. And it was the round one game in the Heat, 92.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So like, so we would make the case here for any game played in the history of the NBA, in the conference finals or the NBA finals, Jimmy Butler had the best game.
I'd have to go back. I
what do you mean? What do you have to go back by? You're saying, wait a minute. Yeah, no, you're saying Michael Jordan had the two best and Jimmy Butler had the third best. Well, Jordan's games were in the first round against Boston and the first round against Miami. So how could it be
that? I'm saying Jordan had two better. There are other players that also had better, like Kevin Durant had one game, for example.
Oh, okay. So that still is impressive. Maybe you can look into that. I mean, it seems interesting where it would rank historically.
It's 22nd all time, 22nd in the NBA playoffs.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, if we are going back to the 60s. So I think the short answer here is that we're talking about an all-timer. If you're the 22nd best game, that's less than one a year is going to meet that criteria. It's less than one every 2 years if you go back in history. So 44 years, well, the NBA's been around for 75 or whatever. So to me, this is kind of now we think it through, a once in 4 year type game, right? Twice a decade, maybe three times a decade, you have a playoff game this good. How can we question the heights of the Heat? Because not only was Butler good, the team was really good. And we're going to talk about the individual players. Is Butler good enough is the open question. But I think I think it's hard to think anything except you need to reevaluate Miami. And you know what? That's a rare thing because we've talked about it again and again. A team can lose by 40. The market typically doesn't reevaluate them too much. I think there's or win by 40. I think there's a reevaluation here, AJ.
Well, I think the series price has told us that there's a reevaluation. The Heat now favored minus 140, the Celtics plus 120 in the series.
Well, but I mean, you do realize that when you win a game, there's always going to be an adjustment.
Sure.
Do you think this was
when
more
it was a game they were favored to win by 5 points?
Do you think
so? This was kind of an assumed thing that they were going to win this game, right?
That's just not true. When you're favored by 5, it means you have a better than 50% chance to win. It's not assumed. It's not like we're apes and we're saying, well, they're favorites, so they win that one. No, it's if it's your 1-point favorite, you're going to win 52% of the time. If you're a 20-point. So, yeah, I mean, it was a better than 50% chance, but that means it was almost, at least up until the announced absence of Smart and the COVID situation, that it was, it was a pretty much a pick'em game. You know, it was down there 1.5 to open. But let's do this. So here's what I want to do, and maybe we can start doing this after every game. If we know what the line is in a game, right? So yesterday it closed 5. Now, a lot of listeners are thinking, RJ, didn't you say it would close 5? And I'm going to say, yes, I did. Did anyone else say that? No, they didn't.
No.
Did you want to make any comments on that?
No, nope, I said 4.5.
Yeah, well, I know. But, I mean, did you want to say anything about, man?
Listen, you're the great one, RJ Bell. He knows.
I'll take it. Okay, that's enough. That's all I need is that. I mean, I don't ask for – well, wait, okay. That maybe is a lot. But I'm not asking for that. It was your choice. All right. here's what I think we should do. What you can do after you know the line is you can extrapolate what the series price should be. It's the binomial machine, as we call it, with McKenzie works on. So we can say, okay, given the assumptions of the last game, what should the series price have adjusted to? And did it get adjusted more than that? Because whenever there's a series price adjustment, there's two factors in it. One is, well, I guess it could be, yeah, there's two, but one of them's a little broader. One is, what's the mathematical reality of the series? It's a race to 4. Like, imagine if a team's up 3-2 and they win. They say, well, what's the adjustment? There is no adjustment. The mathematical reality is the series is over. Well, right now, having to win only 3 games if you're Miami versus 4 if you're Boston has a mathematical reality. That's part one of it. That's usually almost all of it. And that's what people get confused by. They think, oh, this team won. There's a reevaluation of them. No, usually there's not. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Particularly in the later rounds, that's the main driving factor. In the earlier, like if an 8 seed is up 1-0 on the 1 seed, typically they're not going to be favored in the series after that.
But that's not what we're I don't even know what you're saying right now. No one said they're going to be favored. We're saying there's two elements to an adjustment in a money line for a series price. One is the mathematical reality, and two is any reevaluation of the teams. So what did you interject for that? What was the point? I don't understand it still.
It was not a good point.
No, but explain it so I understand.
I was saying that I was talking about how this line flipped from the Celtics being
flipped. It only flipped because it was close to a pick'em game. It's going to move a certain number of cents. Right? So if a game, let's say it moves 100 cents. Well, if a team's minus 150, what's going to happen? They're going to be minus 150 the other way. They're going to be plus 150. If a team's minus 250, though, and it flips 100 cents, it's going to go to them being minus 150, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't say that the favorite's going to flip. I said there's going to be an adjustment in the price that has two factors. Factor one, for the third time. You might want to take notes on this, AJ. Factor one is going to be how good the team is. Is there a reevaluation? And factor two is the mathematical reality. When we come back, I'm going to walk around a little bit, take a couple of breaths, and then we're going to tell you, was this adjusted too much or too little? Or maybe the more important question is, was it adjusted more than you would expect? Is there an implication of a reevaluation of Miami? Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the word, then the heaven's gonna fall.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
You know, some of my favorite shows are when we have a mystery. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. How could that be? And then we explore it and uncover it. And I think we got a mystery here on the Celtics and what their and Miami and what the power ratings are. Because one number says one thing, one number says the other, and they contradict each other. It's a good day to join. This is the fastest growing show in Fox Sports Radio. Audience has doubled in the last year plus. Thank you for the support. We'll keep working extra hard to live up to it. You can listen on 225 stations coast to coast. You don't know your station or you're traveling? Go to foxsportsradio.com. You can look it up. Or you can listen to the whole network streaming right there. Here in Vegas on the Strip, 99 degrees. I don't have any problems, but 99 degrees. And the neon is chugging.
RJ, we talked about the adjustment in the Eastern Conference Finals series price after game one. The game two price, though, has moved as well. Went up to four, now back down to Miami -3.5 hosting Boston.
Okay, so now let's set the stage. On one hand, we can say, okay, what about the zigzag? And we can say, okay, let's think about the zigzag to start. Now, the zigzag says a team that just lost a game is more motivated because they don't want to lose two in a row. They're willing to make changes, adjustments to try to fix their problems. The team that won, hey, they're a little complacent. Maybe not as many changes. Maybe have that pizza the night before. It happens. We all say a millionaire playing basketball should always be focused. Open up your eyes, buddies. You see that it's not like that. All right, so that would mean that the line should drop. The line should drop a little bit and move towards Boston. Miami was favored by 5. The line should drop a little bit. But let's just call it 0.5 for the zigzag. Now, that puts us at 4.5, right, because the game closed 5 yesterday. But we had Horford out, and we had Smart out. Now, Smart was expected to be, you know, 50-50, I think a little better, but it was not for sure that Smart was going to miss. So when it was announced that he did miss, it moved the line, and Horford was totally unexpected. Now, from everything I've seen, and McKenzie and AJ, you can tell me if you agree, it seems like the speculation is Horford's almost certainly out in game two, but the speculation is that Smart will return. Would you agree that's what the word is?
Yes and yes. And the fact that there were people saying that Marcus Smart was certainly going to play in game one and then he didn't makes me feel like game two is a strong a probable for game two.
He said he's aiming to come back game two.
Oh, aim. I think Bill Simmons was aiming for things. I think that's the exact terminology. I don't think I would have used that myself. We're straight out of it. Smart's a tough dude from all accounts, like even tougher than a typical NBA dude who's pretty tough to start with. So, but, you know, some injuries aren't about toughness. Some are. Okay, here's the question then. How much is Smart worth? How much is Horford worth? I would make the case, if we look at the movement that happened off of those injuries, it was about 2.5 points. I think at minimum Smart's 1.5 of those, and he might even be 2. But let's say since we're not certain he's playing, let's assume it's just 1.5 points of an advantage now that Boston has compared to last game. There's a pretty good chance Smart plays. So all of a sudden, the zigzag brings us from 5 to 4.5. 1.5 points brings us to 3. All right. So this line should be 3 right now. The assumption would be if there hasn't been a reevaluation of how good Miami is relative to Boston. And you told us, AJ, repeat for us, what is the current line?
The current line is 3.5.
All right. So what we're saying is Miami is 0.5 point better than we would think they'd be odds-wise, which tells me that there's been a reevaluation of Miami, an upgrade of Miami relative to Boston. I think it's justified. So you could say, well, that's a pretty clean story, RJ. Well, yeah, except when we go into the binomial machine, McKenzie's invention. Do you have a patent on this?
No.
No, okay. You can't patent actually software. You have to copyright. So, okay. Now, here is the question. If we assume that given the givens that I laid out, what should the price be? And what we've concluded is the current line for the series, which is what?
Heat minus 140 to win the series.
All right. And what was the line before this game? Before game one?
Before this game, they were plus 155 underdogs.
Okay. So we had like a significant movement. But actually, correct me if I'm wrong, the movement is exactly in line with what we would expect with no reevaluation of Miami.
Correct. That's exactly what you would have predicted if you didn't see the game and you had your binomial distribution and the Heat and someone told you the Heat won.
How could we have a binomial distribution when you have a borderline patent on it? It's your machine. We have to ask you the questions. I mean, listen, when you have an edge, use it, buddy. But really what we're saying is this, to simplify it, is the series price is exactly what you would expect, which is, hey, there's coin flip games, coin flips happen, coin flip went Miami's way. What's the mathematical adjustment? There is no team adjustment. That is what the line is. It went from Miami being an underdog to now minus 140. That is a mathematical adjustment and nothing else. But if you look at game two is saying, well, wait a minute, we're upgrading Miami. Because what I can assure you is when the line started before the series started, the series price before any games, when the line opened 1.5 Miami at home, that was saying Boston was 1.5 better. Now the current line is saying Miami's better. A 3.5 because home court's 3. Now we are accepting that some of that Miami's better is because of Horford being out and uncertainty with Smart. But I would say the following. It's a small thing. It's probably a half a point, but it looks like the betting market in game two is pricing this differently than Boston and Miami in the series price because they're two different markets, different bettors, different levels of sophistication, different liquidity. There's all different reasons. Personally, I agree with the game price. I think Miami should be upgraded. And because of that, I'm going to exploit the mispriced, in my opinion, series price. They're just doing business as usual. Put it into the Excel macro, call McKenzie if they need to verify anything on the binomial, and they put the price up. And I think that they business as usual is not appropriate in this case. It often is, but not in this case. I'm making an impromptu epiphany best bet on Miami Heat to win the series minus 140. Thoughts?
I love it, and I love the way that you broke it down because one of two things had to be true, I guess, depending on your perspective. Either the Heat are undervalued in the series or the Celtics are undervalued in game two. And because I'm like you, I agree. After game one, how can you not reevaluate these two teams? I think that you landed on the same side that I would have.
Now, that scares me. So let's take the bet back. And put it in, no. But I will say this. I do feel a need to explain why it's different than your typical reaction. Because let's agree, you haven't been, and you don't claim to be, you haven't been an NBA specialist. You're a specialist in college football, and you've been given best bets out already, all right? And you're a specialist. In fact, why don't we do, what do you think? You want to give us a best bet in college football at the end of the show?
I can do that.
You up for that? All
sure.
Right. Impromptu, we have two impromptu best bets. Don't miss days here, Betty. We are straight out of Vegas. But the thing in the NBA, I think that you've been surprised by, is how zigzaggy these series are. And one team can win. And not that you weren't a fan of it, not that you weren't doing shows and talking about, but you weren't thinking of it with the precision a better needs to. And would you agree that you initially you were maybe overreacting to each game?
100%.
And what have you seen? How would you explain what you've seen that's caused you to reevaluate?
The biggest thing is that zigzag effect is absolutely a driving force in the playoffs. And I underestimated it coming in, and now I realize that it's as real as you say it is. So I'm a lot more cautious about, oh, they look great last night. They got to look great tomorrow. It's just not always the case.
And just, you know, you want to talk a little bit about Pat Beverly's day two. And I think maybe that's a good next subject. But in a way, if you listen to him, and I always am interested in hearing players who are articulate and who are willing to speak the truth, right? They're not being politically correct every second. And he was talking about Miami's advantage at different times during the regular season is it's Miami. And a lot of people, as he said, you don't stay in your hotel room at night as much, and because there's a lot going on. And that affects, in theory, their performance the next day sometimes. And Miami has an advantage in the regular season. That's just honest talk. You would think millionaires shouldn't be doing that. If I got work, I'm in bed. Well, okay, but they're there, them, and you're you. And it's easy to say things and not as opposed to do them. I think that the general reality that every player is not playing tenaciously every game, if you have eyes, you see it. And does the zigzag make sense? When are they the most motivated after losing, right?
A question I've got is, do you think as the playoffs go on, like once you get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, is a team going to rest on their laurels or feel like they can have a letdown spot after one game versus
I think you should be betting against me, assuming there is no zigzag, and we'll see. Because what I can tell you is, who is the best winner since, let's say, in the modern era post-Bill Russell? Michael, right? In the NBA. Well, they were up 3-0 against Seattle. And that would have been what? That would have been the year, if I'm not mistaken, that he didn't win it the 2 years before. That was the first, because he played Utah the last two, right?
Right.
So if you think about that, it's like he got embarrassed by Orlando the year before. Got the ball. Nick Anderson, I think it was, stole the ball from him. Jordan hated that. I still remember watching that going, what just happened? Because people forget. The people that weren't fans that were too young – and here we go, right? I'm going to appreciate being a little older now. Is we were, you know, I was in my early 20s, and it was like all I saw was Jordan win. You know, I couldn't really remember before that hardly. And like Jordan never screwed up when the pressure was on. He might have missed a shot, but he wasn't like throwing the ball to the wrong guy, you know, kind of stuff. And when they took that ball from him, that's a play you make in like against a junior high kid when you're in high school, right? You sneak up behind him and take the ball. It was like, we couldn't believe it. It was like, what is going on? And by all accounts, after that, it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, when Michael did Space Jam, and he actually had a whole court brought in and had all the like Dream Team guys come in, and they were scrimmaging all summer when he was doing Space Jam. He was so serious about it. But even then, they went through and had an amazing year. Right. If I'm not mistaken, that was the 72 win year. Right. And
correct.
Then they got up 3-0 on Seattle. And then they lost two in a row.
Gary Payton says it's all him that did that.
Yeah. But I mean, wouldn't that be the spot you think Michael want to put the sweep and the exclamation point on?
Absolutely.
He was golfing the night before. Rumored to be. So I think it's just human nature. Go ahead.
They said that on the broadcast. I was just watching a YouTube clip of the 96 Game 5, and they're like, or Game 3. Yep, he was out golfing. He said if he won Game 3, he'd be out golfing for Game 4. So he told media members. He told the broadcast.
Wow.
That.
Well, check to see if the line moved off of that. All right. I tell you, hearing stuff about those Bulls, there was a lot of good bets to make if you had all the inside info. All right. We were going to talk about AJ's turn on Pat Bev. I don't know how you'd explain it. First, though,
be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
You know, as a graduate of The Ohio State University, I was just marveling silently about how long, and AJ, you're the college football specialist, that and college basketball is your two specialties, is if you think about it from 1988, I'd say, 89 onward, Ohio State has had, I think, only one. It's kind of funny when Fickell was the coach the 1 year in between Tressel and Urban, and they went 7-6 or something, right? But literally, I think that's the only year in like 40 years, or I guess it'd be 30 some years, that they've haven't been like at least 9 wins. I can take a look, but it's 1 or 2. I would make the case, we always say, well, the blue bloods are USC, Alabama, Texas. But let's think for a minute. Is Oklahoma had many years in the 90s, they weren't any good, right? And USC's had some horrible runs. Like, is it me? And Alabama's had some horrible runs, even with Saban being 7-6 the first year, if I recall. I mean, is Ohio State the most consistent blue blood in college football? And who would you think it would be if it's not the Buckeyes.
I would say it's still Alabama.
Alabama. Whoa. If the definition is not having a drop, if the definition is the most wins, the highest heights, yeah, for sure. But we're saying always a 9-win or better program, no like 3-year lull.
I think the end of the Cooper era and the start of the Tressel era before they won that first championship in 2002, I thought that was a downtime for Ohio State. Better than I do, certainly.
Let's do this. Let's take our last break. I've heard about the Google machine. I'm going to check that out. We're going to check to see if I'm right, or at least how Ohio State was during that transition. I don't like to talk about Cooper. He won a lot of games. He didn't beat Michigan, which means we don't respect him, but he did win a lot of games. He won a lot of games. So we'll see what happened there. AJ has a college football best bet, and we'll give
on Ohio State, in fact.
On Ohio State. Well, there you go. Right? Well, why would anyone stay tuned, I wonder?
Well you because don't they got to figure out what the bet is.
Okay. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Okay, we got an upset, AJ, as we dug into the Ohio State numbers. And well, I guess not an upset. You're upset You want to share them?
Oh, well, I was part right, part wrong.
Go ahead.
Since 2000, Ohio State by winning percentage is number one in the country, just edging number two, by the way, Boise State.
So please, but Ohio State, please, the Ohio State University, please.
Sorry, the Ohio State, the best winning percentage since the year 2000. But that 99, 2000, 2001, the end of the Cooper, beginning of the Tressel era, they won 6, 8, and 7 games in that three-year span. So,
my point was
their downtime.
My point was 7 or more was, you know.
You said 9 or more.
No, I certainly never said 9 or more. I might have said 8 or more. But let's say 8 or more. What we're saying here is that's their down year. That 3-year stretch was their worst 3 years since like 1990, right?
Yes.
And how many wins did they have during that?
21.
All right. So 21 wins in 3 years is the worst 3 years in 30 years. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't think.
Do you feel like Ohio State's a disrespected football program?
No, but I think they feel like they're second tier. I think if you talk Ohio State and Blue Bloods, you're going to say, okay, you got Alabama. They're in a different place. And then you've got, and they're going to start ticking through. Who's the Blue Bloods? Miami of Florida, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Penn State maybe, USC. That, you know, in Boise's become one, but that's really not the case. Go ahead.
If you asked me who the most successful football programs the last 20 years are, I would have Alabama 1 and Ohio State 2.
Okay.
And I don't think any reasonable person could put anyone ahead of Alabama in the last 20 years.
No doubt. But Ohio State has a higher winning percentage.
Yes.
Okay. But.
But the championships count, of course.
Well, I know you're a count the rings guy. You're very simple. I got that part. Okay. Now, but I guess my point would be, wouldn't you say, and this will be our last thing on this, that Alabama would be put on top and Ohio State would be there amongst the USC's and the Oklahomas over the last 20 or 30 years?
Yes.
But really, that's not the case. Ohio State is in a class by themselves for consistency. We don't get bad.
I don't disagree with that, especially because we've seen like what happened to LSU in the last year, like because LSU is one of the teams that would be in that conversation with them. That hasn't happened to Ohio State.
Now, speaking of Ohio State, you have a best bet on that involves the Buckeyes this season.
I do. Ohio State to win the Big Ten. It's a -200 bet. I don't see a loss on Ohio State's schedule. And after last season's disappointment, I expect a focused and strong season from Ohio State. The offense is going to be dominant again, despite losing two first-round wide receivers. They still return the best QB wide receiver combo in the country with C.J. Stroud and Jackson Smith and Jigba. The two games that they lost last season were all on the defense, and they presumably fixed that. They went out and got the best defensive assistant in the country last year, Oklahoma State's Jim Knowles. I think the defense is better. The offense is fantastic again, and Michigan falls back off. Ohio State to win the Big Ten, -200, my best bet.
Michigan's like this, what do they call them, Sequoias? They come every 17 years.
You know, I mean, like Halley's Comet or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a confluence of all these events had to happen for them to win once. It's, you know, yeah. McKenzie's going to be dead ball by the time they beat Ohio State again. Let's just say that. That'd be an interesting prediction, like a bet. How far back's his hairline? He's got like that Einstein look going, right? But not gray, but you know.
Yeah.
Einstein. Okay. Let's talk about tonight's action. Updated line, NBA.
The Golden State Warriors are 5.5-point favorites over the Mavericks at home.
All right, 5.5. So what's that saying? 3's home court, so they're 2.5 points better. My gut feeling, and I did have, remember yesterday, Dallas to win the title as a long shot. What's our updated odds on the title odds for Dallas?
+575.
Okay. And Golden State?
Is +135.
So they're almost even money. Let me ask you this question, AJ. You've been a Golden State backer. You cashed a bet against me with them over Phoenix. I mean,
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, it was a weird combination of events, but okay. It's kind of like,
as you call it, a confluence of events. Haley's Comet.
Yeah, well, no. But here's what I would say is if you look at the ATS margin or even just the yes-no on the ATS, is it me or Golden State's got a below 500 record in the playoffs?
Yes, 2-6 ATS. I'm sorry, 3-6.
So how in the I mean, like, and they started out red hot, right? 2-0. So they're like 1-6 the last seven. We're losing Phoenix flaming out. We're losing sight of you have to have downgraded Golden State since the playoffs started. And you haven't, though.
I think as a team you have to, especially for their title odds. But I think their odds to win the West have gone up because of the teams falling off around
Except
them.
Except it's 9-1 they were to win the title before this year it all started. Now they're eating money. And two series doesn't account for that.
No, I've agreed with you. The adjustment on Golden State for their title odds has been outrageous.
Quickly, McKenzie, you've got a great stat. Is you like the over in tonight's game, over 215.5, and the rationale is?
Teams off of game seven are often tired and not the best defenders. 62% of the time, last since 2003, any time that played a team played game seven, the next game it went over. And we've seen money coming on the over. It was 214.5 an hour ago. Now 215.5. I expect it to keep going up.
No one needs your line predictions at all. They're horrible. But I do like the over in general here. If you do like it, I would bet it early. 215.5. Quickly, Tiger Woods, what's his odds for the PGA?
65-1.
Ooh, you got anything on that?
I want nothing to do with that.
All right.
He's minus 130 to make the cut. BetMGM said Tiger winning at 66-1 would be their biggest single result loss ever.
Well, let's root for that then. Good show.
If you missed any of today's show, including a breakdown of what is shaping the series price adjustment in the Eastern Conference Finals, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time, recapping game one of the Warriors-Mavs, and we'll discuss how Tiger Woods played first day of the PGA. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas. Right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox